Really?
I don't believe it for a second.
Okay, so so we're continuing here on this question about the stiff, right? Is that when you go through Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, through Kamalas. So the Chamod Yechayef. Okay, even though Yakira is in Shaziyach, you're not Chaziyach, you're not Chaziyach. So the Gemara asks, where do you ever hear such a thing that you be Chayev, where you don't go directly from Shaziyach to Zerabim, and you could have a Karmelis in between? So we explain, what's the idea? So why isn't that just an accidental thing? That Kira, you had a Kira, you had an Acha. He said, because there's a difference, of course, what's the action of Otsah? Otsah isn't just the Chafza, but there's a Maisa. And the Maisa is three parts. There's the Akira from one Rishos, the transfer to the other Rishos, and the Anacha and the new Rishos. So we say that transfer, in a certain sense, the basic definition of a transfer is a Maisa of transfer. Certain forms are Maisa of transfer, which means you bring the thing across the border of Rishos Rishos Rab. So that action of crossing the Rishos Rishos Rab border is a Maisa of transfer from Rishos Rishos Rab. And therefore, you'd imagine that the Torah is set up, and that's presumably what they have in the Mishkan, that's the most basic form of a Maisa of a transfer. Crossing the border with objects. So you do a Kira, transfer, cross the border, Hanacha. But now, if you want to say that you can even go through a stiv, then your idea of transfer is a more abstract idea of transfer, which means there's like a goal-oriented process vis-a-vis the Chafta. That the Chafta had a din makom versus Yachid, and now you're involved in a process of transferring it to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where the process is identified as being a transferring process based upon like the endpoints, even though in the interim, so to speak, or there's no actual action of transferring it, because you go into Shadel to Karmelis, but there's a process which whereby it's defined as Shadel to Karmelis, because the Chafza's, it's one continuous process where the beginning of the state of the Chafza is Shadel, the end of the state is Shadel, and thereby you define the entire process via the goal or the endpoints of the process. That's a different concept or a different formulation of a Maisa Otzah, the Maisa of transfer. Now, where do you see that that's in the Mishkan or that the Torah is Mechayev you? Maybe the Torah is only Mechayev you for the concrete Maisa of where the Maisa of the transfer is an actual like mechanical Maisa of transfer. Where do you see such a thing? You have to bring me a raya that the Torah's definition extends to this more abstract idea of a maisa, of a process, of a transfer. Right? That's what we said last time. So the Gemara says, I'll show you where. Because if you carry the thing from, let's say, Dalai Lama's just Rab. So you pick it up, you go Dalai Lama's, and then you go another, let's say, six Amas, and then you put it down. So really, at the moment where you cross the border, you could have completed the thing. And now you walk six amos of hiloch, it's just extra hiloch. So the hiloch would be a mafsik. But you see your chayef. Okay, it's a clear case. It's a clear halacha. Apparently, Gemara knows it's clear that when you walk 4 amos of Shazram, it doesn't mean only 4 amos. In the Mishkan, they certainly didn't only bring it 4 amos. Although, it's hard, they don't really find it in the Mishkan. But whatever. I mean, apparently, it's a premise that certainly in carrying in Shazram, you can be chayef. Not only if you go 4 amos. So you see there, your chayef. So you see, apparently, the hilach isn't a mafsik. So, too, the karmelis isn't a mafsik. So the question is, what's the comparison? We have to explain, just draw out, how is that a raya? I mean, without any svaras, I mean, the question is they're not, on the surface, they're not comparable. Pshat-wise, because you show me, you know, the question is whether you could have a rishos, which is a mafsik, whether you could have a rishos, an alien rishos. But here, it's not an alien or shas, it's just that you're walking around. So, those aren't necessarily the same thing. I mean, you have to show why they are the same thing. But, I mean, on the surface, there certainly would seem to be room to be mechalik. You know, they're not the same thing. They're two different things. You're, you know. So, I mean, you have to explain what the comparison is. Okay, so Johnny's question is that there, by Karmelis, you weren't actually going from Rishos Yachad to Rishos Rabbim. So that's why it was a problem. There was no action of transferring. But here, you are transferring. You're going from before Dalai Lama to after Dalai Lama. It's just that afterwards you're being Mahalich. But that's not the same thing. But you have a transfer. Your transfer is still there. It's just that you're then walking around before you complete the thing, before you put it down. Right? That's your question, right? Okay, so maybe the point is like this. If in Chayim, you're trying to get at this, but The question is, and maybe we have to generalize our svara a little bit, but the question is that you have hotzah, and hotzah is the product in terms of the chafza, right? Hotzah is where the chafza's identity is shziyacha, now the chafza's identity is shzirah. Now the question is, what is the maisa hotzah? Is the maisa, did the Torah, so to speak, was the Torah koveya like a tsuras ha-maisa of hotzah? Namely, akira, transfer, and anacha. Is koveya like a specific tsuras ha-maisa? Or it said that the maisa is the process of relocating the object. Like the definition of the maisa hotzah, the maisa hotzah is defined by the relocation of the object. It's like a different type of a maisa. It's not a mechanic, like a tsuras ha-maisa, but the maisa is the process, the human involvement and the human process of relocating the object, which is a more larger definition. Okay, it allows for different types of different things in the interim, as long as it's that process. So if the Torah defined the mechanical tsuras ha-maisa of hotzah, so the tsuras ha-maisa is, first of all, transfer from Mashiach to Shazarab, across the border. That's one thing that would be a problem. If you go through Carmelis, then it's not the tsuras ha-maisa. Because tsuras ha-maisa is the normal tsuras ha-maisa. You transfer Mashiach to Shazarab. Additionally, the tsuras ha-maisa is, again, it's not just transfer, there's a three-component maisa. The maisa also is akira, transfer, anacha. That's the tsuras ha-maisa, which the Torah sets up. Not akira, transfer, hiloch, hanacha. Okay? In other words, once you get to the destination, now you just start walking around in the rishos. Okay? And therefore, you have an alien element in the tsuras ha-maisa. Okay? Now, if you say that the Torah defined at tsuras ha-maisa hotzah, namely this three-step process, so now, it will be lacking either because the transfer itself has an extraneous element in their karmelis, or if you interject a fourth component to the process. Either way, if the Torah delineated a tsuras ha-maisa of hotzah, it's not going to include karmelis, and it's not going to include iloch. It's just the raw form of hotzah. But if you say that the Torah, but you see, for instance, that you are chayev even though you do ilach. Aye, so how could you be chayev if you do ilach in between? Aye, that's not part of the maisa hotzah. It must be because the maisa hotzah is the process of relocating the object. And since if you are doing the ilach, it's just, so to speak, you're still involved. That's a component of your process of relocating the object. So you're relocating it further. But as the process, you don't say it's like a new process. Not just insofar as the chafza is concerned, it's all that continuous process of relocating the object to the new place. So it's not just time hilach. Even though mechanically you can say I'm just walking around now, I'm already in the rishos, I'm already at the point. But in terms of the chafza, until the chafza is amunach, the process is going. You know, and the process is defined by its endpoints. Similarly, if you go through a karmelis, it's the one process which is defined by the chafza. And the fact that in the interim I'm going through a karmelis isn't going to affect it. Still, it's a process of otzah, which is, it begins at the akira and ends at the hanacha. Right, so it's showing from there, so it is a little different, but the question isn't the particular of transfer. It's a question insofar as how the Torah set up a tsuras ha-maisa of otzah. Did it formalize a tsuras ha-maisa, or it defined the action as that which brings about the change in the chafza? Okay, so Danny's asking, so why do you recognize the fact that you're walking around with the thing? And why don't you just say, like, let's say you cross the border, and then you just waved your hand around. You wouldn't say that that's hafzik. Or even if you just paused, it doesn't seem like that's, well, I guess that would be omed, whatever. But it doesn't seem like, why is hilach a recognized thing as hafzik? But I think the point is that you're talking about the chafza and the transferring of the chafza. So you're picking up the chafza, transferring it, like mechanically. There's an action of picking it up, then there's an action of transferring the rishos, and then there's an action of just carrying the chafza around, just taking a walk with the chafza, carrying it around the rishos. Walking while holding an object is doing something to the chafza. You can't say it's like an extraneous thing. Just I'm waving my hand, there's nothing to do with what's going on here. But that is, now I'm doing akira, transfer the chafza, carry the chafza around, and then halacha. You know what I mean? So That's I'm adding into the process an extraneous component. Now, if you say that the process is defined by the, once the chafta is uprooted, then until the chafta reaches a destination, that's a process of transfer. So then you could say, I'm not just carrying the chafta around in a rishos, that's a component of my extended process of transferring. But if you look at it in like a mechanical sense, so the second you cross the border, the transfer is over. There's no transferring, there's history. Now, you're simply just carrying an object around into an rishos. So that's an extraneous element. So that'll be a mafzik. That's good. It's like, what is the character of me walking around in my rishos further? So on the surface, you'd argue, I'm not doing hilach, I'm furthering, I don't want to put it down here, I want to put it down there, so I'm furthering my transfer, you know? But the point is that if you can only say furthering your transfer if there's a reality to the beginning of the transfer. So that's, like when you say it's history, because that was then, but now I'm just walking around in the new rishos, I'm just walking around. So the reason why you say the only way there's a reality to that is if you recognize a continual process which began at the Akira and isn't terminated until you have Anaha. So then you say that everything which takes place in the interim is all part of one continuous process of transferring the object. But that's as a process. If you look at it mechanically, the crossing of the border has a character of transfer. But after that, now there's nothing which remains. Now it's just an action of walking around the resource holding an object. But that's a intervening step in the process before you do hanacha. So that should be a ma'afsik. It's not part of the process. But again, just doing, it has to be something which relates, some process which relates to the object. We say the object is like involved in another type of an activity. Right. I remember, there's a good question you could ask, is like, like let's say you're going from Rishiyach to Rishas Rabim. It could be the same thing. It's not only Dalet Amos and Rishas Rabim, right? So let's say the object is, let's say, 10 Amos away from the Rishas Rabim. So you pick it up, you walk towards the Rishas Rabim, and then apparently you'd have to put it down right when you get into the Rishas, right? But what about the first 10 Amos that I'm walking? Like, is that an action of transfer? You know what I mean? Again, I start off, I pick the thing up, let's say I'm 10 amos away from the Rishas HaRabim, I'm in my Rishas HaRabim, I pick it up, I walk towards the Rishas HaRabim, and then in theory, he's saying is you should have to put it down immediately, right? But what about the 10 amos that I walked within the Rishas HaRabim beforehand? Like, how is that part of the mechanical, you know? Or would that also be a problem? Is that also the question? Or like, would I all, according to this, would it have to be that you're on the border and you pick it up and go across and then put it down? Yeah, no, let's hold off on that question. It seems like that might be the Gemara's next point, is the beginning part of the walking, the first three Amos. Because that's the first three Amos. First three Amos is that's also the same kind of thing. It's before, right? You're not yet transferring it, you're just walking around the three Amos. You know, it's similar to the idea of walking the first 10 Amos, or in the Yachid, or whatever. So let's hold off on this. Yeah, I mean, I think it's always asking, pointing out, that it seems this whole argument only makes sense in Hotzah because it's Melchei Geruah, I promise. Because normally, Johnny's question is, what do you mean? But in terms of the productivity of the thing, what's the difference? What's the difference if technically the action is going from here to there, you know? But the whole Melach is always trying to get the productivity, and productivity is the same thing. Who cares? It's not any more or less productive. Why should the Torah artificially make it sort of some isolate like that if the whole point is productivity? But I think is that normally, you say that's the way Melacha works. Melacha goes by classes of productivity, and you're not a stickler in the Surah Samaisa. That's why all the toldos automatically follow the Av, whatever, you know, because it's a class of productivity. But in Hotzah, if you see the Torah limited its Geruah, and they're limited to very specific surahs, it's like the first Tosos there, you know, or the first Talmud. So they see that only have that which the Torah posits in Hotzah. And you see even going back Hotzah or Hachnasa, you need a separate limud. And Zerikah, same productivity, you need a separate limud. And you just can't, you have no right to extend things. With Hotzah, you see the Torah whenever it's way to limit Hotzah to only specific cases. And once it did that, you have no right to extend without a raya. So that's what I think it's saying, is that this is a certain type of Tzorah Samaisa. This is one formulation of the Maisa Hotzah. You have to extend it to a larger, more abstract idea of a process of Hotzah, which is more in line with the productivity. It's a different type of formulation, which is rooted, you know, built around the productivity, is true, it's nice, but the question is, how do you know the Torah did that? You have to have a raya. You can't just say because it's more in line with productivity, probably the Torah did it. You have to have a raya. That's the working principle in Hotzah, Melachas Hotzah. But you're right, in a normal Melacha, you don't need to do things like that. Those just automatically follow. You show me the same productivity, then you're chayav. That's a tolda. An av is the one they did in the Mishkan, and toldas are anything which is the same productivity. Many, many, many different surahs. They're all included automatically. That's those that showed us. It just doesn't work that way in Hotzah. So Rashi doesn't say explicitly that he means because of Hotzah. But I'm saying I think that's what I think you need that. Otherwise, I think your question is too strong. You know, why should you limit it like that? Okay, so the Gemara says not so fast. These aren't comparable. You can't prove from the fact that you could go more than Dalai Lamas that you could go through a Kabbalist. Why? So it says me dami. No, some call hecha demanach leimakum chiyuvu. He says, the problem is that when you go through the stiv, it's a karmas. If you put it down there, you wouldn't be chayef. So that's really absik. But when you go through more than four amos and shosarabim, at any moment you could choose to put it down, and that would be, then you'd be chayef. So that's not absik. That's not absik. It's not Havzik, because at any moment you can put it down. Okay, the question is, so what? But bottom line is, you didn't put it down. You were Mahalik. And the Hiloch should be a separate stop. It should be an Havzik. So what's the difference if it's true, while you're doing Hiloch, you could at any moment stop and culminate the Yotzah? And in Karmelis, you can't. But so what? Why is that relevant? Bottom line is you have a hafzik in the process. And if the Torah selected a specific Torah of Maisa, now you have an extraneous stage in that Torah of Maisa. Yeah, so maybe saying like this, is that it's an upshot that you can't have any other step, like you can't, you're doing hiluch. That's not the problem per se. The problem is that you're being mafzik between the transfer and the anacha. Or you're mafzik between the process, between the akira and the transfer and the anacha. Okay, so karmelis is like a mafsik. Okay, it's a mafsik. But there's an idea is like this, is that when you're going extra amos in the Rishus Rabim, so the thing is like omeid lanuach. In other words, you're in the Rishus, and at any moment, you can put it down. It's like ready to be completed. Okay? And you're just like delaying the completion. So that type of involvement is not going to be a mafsik of the Hotzah. But since the Hotzah is like awaiting fulfillment, it's not like you're adding in an extraneous process. It's not like you're putting the Hotzah aside. It's like the reality of the culmination of Hotzah is imminent, and therefore it's not the fact that I'm delaying it, it's still a reality. There's no hefsik of the thing. Because when I complete it, it's a continuous thing. When you're involved in Karmelis, and Karmelis is totally mufka from the whole world of Hotzah, because in Karmelis you're removed from the whole malacha, from the whole productivity. You can't put it down here, it's nothing. But here, since at any moment the thing is only to be put down, you're just carrying the thing, and you're ready, it's only for the action to be culminated. You don't say that's an extraneous thing. Because it's a hiluch, which is built into it, is that it's only to be completed. So that's not an extraneous activity. That's not a mafsik. It's not a mafsik of the thing, because the hanacha is a reality even during the hilach. The fact that you can put it down at any moment means it's like accidentally you haven't finished it yet, but it's not like a totally extraneous process. Okay, the ability of hanacha is present in the hilach itself. Therefore, it's like it's still mitzurafim. You still have a process of akira and transfer and anacha. You don't say like it's extraneous where this activity removes the other one. Playing, it's like the hiluch is not like an extraneous process. It's like it's a temporary delay of the anacha. Since the thing is omid to be in the nach, and you could put it down at any moment. It's simply like a delayed hanacha. It's not an extraneous process. As opposed to, if you would actually take the thing and go back out of the Rishus HaRabim or something like that, or go into a karmelis, then it's not delaying the hanacha. Then you're actually involving a totally extraneous process. Now you're walking around in garmalas. This has nothing to do with the melacha. Now you're adding an extraneous element. But here, the fact that it's omed to be a munach, at any moment you could put it down, so it renders the hiluch not an extraneous thing, but it's like a delay of the anacha, a delay of that which is omed to be realized. So I want to put it down in here, but I'm going to put it down here. I just want to put it down a little bit further in here. But it's like a furtherance of the anacha. The anacha is always a reality. So there's no mafsik in the process. But in the case of Carmelist, there's a mafsik. Now, how do you know? So the way you can only explain a mafsik is if you say there's a recognition of an entire process. That's already a chedesh. Where do you see that?
I guess you did the mechanical action.
So it's not the mechanical action, because now you have another thing in there. But I think the point is this gets into what Daniel was asking before. It's like, it's not saying, maybe we have to refine our idea a little bit, but it's not saying that there's like this like rigid thing. Like you need Akira, transfer, Hanacha, period. It's not, and like there's no rule in the Tzura that you can't have other things. It's not like an Isser to have something else in there or something like that. The idea is that the process is Akira, Hanacha, Akira, transfer, Hanacha. And if you involve an extraneous process, now you're not doing this process. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not that the extraneous element is not because there's like an Isser to add an extraneous element. But it's that the extraneous element breaks the process, which is the Tzura Sa'esar. You know what I mean? So in any extraneous element, you have to ask yourself, could you say that I have the Tzura Sa'esar remain intact? So Sa'esar is Akira, transfer across the border, Hanacha. Now, if the extraneous element contains within it a Hanacha, and therefore at the end of the day, you have a continuous process of Akira, transfer, Hanacha, the hiluch isn't going to be a mafsik, it's going to be a mafsik, so that's fine. So it's not just like a blind saying, look, did you follow exactly the rule? You know, that's not, it's a more sensible type of a thing. It's, the question is, the Torah is delineating a process. And you can't, to add in another step, it's not the process anymore. But if that other step is like mitzvah, contains within it the anacha, then you don't say that's a matzik, and you can still say that you have the process of a kira transfer anacha. So it's like the more clarifying the idea. you can't just look at it as like a technical tzura, as a technical exact process. It's a concept of, do you have that tzura or not? So you'll still have it. I want to get past this and Tosas. I think this works well with Tosas. I'm going to stop Tosas next time. But basically, Tosas said, we read it at the end last time, is that Tosas says that if you're walking and you're carrying the thing above 10 Tfachim in the Rosh Hashanah, so that's technically a Makom Patur. So he says, so why don't you say, if I put it down in a Makom Patur, I'm Achayev. So why don't you say that's like the Carmelist, right? If I'm carrying it above in the Makom Patur, I shouldn't be Chayev, because that's like a Carmelist. It's an exchange. So he says, no, because if you put it down and the Makom Patur down to the floor, under the Makom Patur is the Rosh Hazarabim. So you say, since under the thing is Rosh Hazarabim, so you say that's like, also, it's like it's not a different Rishas. Right? It's not a different Rishas. But the question is, if you put it down and below the Rosh Hazarabim, but it's not down below the Makom Patur, right here, you're above the Makom, you're in the Makom Patur, you're not in the Rosh Hazarabim. But I think with our idea, it's good, is that the concept is it's an Omei Lanuach. And what Omei Lanuach means is that physically the guy could basically culminate the action at any moment. Because the fact that he could culminate the thing at any moment means that that there's no hafzah. So therefore, even if it's above the thing, even though technically the hafzah is in a different rishos, it's in the Makom Patur, above 10 Tvachim, but at any moment he just drops his hand down and puts it down. So therefore, the thing is still an Omei Lanuach. It's not because technically the object is in Rishos HaRabim or in Karmelis. It's not like a shame in the hafzah. The question is the process ifsek based upon the removal from the culmination of the process? And when it's omed lanuach, so it's not ifsek. So it doesn't matter if it's not omed lanuach, it's not because it's in the right rishos or it's in the wrong rishos. It's the question is the end in sight? And if the end is a step away, so then you say that that's not considered an alien brought, an intervention, a hefsek. But if it's above 10 tefachim, even though it's a different shem or shos, but basically it's the same thing. He just puts his hand down. It's a 9 tefachim, 10 tefachim. He just pulls his hand down. So therefore, he says only to be realized. So therefore, that's not going to be absent. Okay? But I think if you were to learn other ways, that could be a question. Like if you say, because you need a shem or shos, it's an extraneous shem or shos, or whatever. I mean, I think this fits well with our svara. If you try another svara, then you'd have a hard time with the dosis. But I think it just follows naturally from our svara. It's not in the chafza, it's in the real, the completion of the process by the gavra. So even the chafza being different rishos, it doesn't matter. Yeah, okay. So we'll try next time. And then the Gemara tries to prove it from the first three tefachim, because the first three amos, you can't say it's omed lenoach, right? Because it's not omed lenoach yet. You're not there yet. You haven't gotten there yet. So those first three amos should be apsik, right? Because what's that? That's not part of the process. That's just stam walking. It's not part of transfer. So what's that? So you can't say omed lenoach there. And now it's a makom p'tur. If you put it down there, you're not chayev. Mor says no, but if someone else would put it down there, he's going to be chayev. So Hashem says, oh, who cares about someone else? I mean, he'll say, but that's the next stage here.